You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Kia ora, Latia. Oh, I'm pulling the wrong fader down. Kia ora, Latia. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I think we really do need to prepare our eyes before today's...
Prepare your eyes.
Today's topic. What are we talking about in the world of TV?
Baby Reindeer, new Netflix series. I think it's streaming at number one in New Zealand and maybe worldwide. It's
wow.
quite the one that's on everyone's lips. People are talking about, popular show.
And is definitely a trigger warning type of a TV show?
Yes, I didn't realise this when I went in to watch it, thinking it would be a dark comedy.
Which is how it's built.
It is.
Written by a comedian, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So Richard Gadd, who is the writer and creator, who also stars in it, is also based on his experiences. So he's very
wow.
much
wow.
reliving everything that happened, which I didn't realise until about episode 3 or 4 when I started to Google it, and I was like, wow, this is really full on.
Wow.
But heavy trigger warning, dark comedy, yes, but some very serious themes about sexual assault, stalking, abuse, all of that, yeah.
So intense.
Very
yeah.
intense. So if that's not something that you want to be seeing, don't watch it.
And
heavy on that now.
We'll be talking for about 5 minutes if you want to come back, so...
yeah.
That's also cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting amazing reviews, though. People are saying it's an incredible piece of TV.
Yeah, it's very well written, very well acted, well directed. The performances, particularly from he plays Donnie, so he's not his
real
name. And the actress that plays Martha, who is his stalker, is incredible in just the emotion she can do in a matter of seconds, from sort of terror to sort of innocence to hilarity, is quite phenomenal. Yeah, really well acted. It starts with a kind gesture. He's a bartender. He gives this woman who comes in, who he feels sorry for, a cup of tea, and then she just proceeds to come in every day and stay all day, and then the stalking builds in intensity.
Jesus.
I think the beginning, it seems kind of funny. You're like, okay, this woman's a little bit, you kind of feel a bit sorry for her, you kind of pity her a little bit.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, he's just being nice and she's maybe, you know, just a bit vulnerable, and then it starts to get a lot more sinister, but he also entertains it, and you're kind of like, why would you do this? But then it goes back and flashbacks into things and abuse that happened to him in the past, and you start to understand his pathology and why, yeah, his relationship to her and why he is entertaining this and his vulnerability as well. So it does
wow.
flick between past and present, and yeah, it does, I think, build and escalate in intensity, and it doesn't pull back in terms of what it shows and what's happened to him and what she does to him and his feelings about her. And it's also a lot of first person narration, which I don't hate in this. It does do it really well. But yeah, it is full on. You get to the end of it, you're like, whoa.
Go for
okay.
a walk.
Yeah, go for a walk.
Wow. Okay, so that's quite a... I mean, I hate saying that something is brave. It's
yeah.
a brave TV show.
Yeah.
But it does sound like quite a brave thing to do, to write about something that is, to whatever extent, based on an experience or experiences you've had, to then star in it and then... be having to talk about it, having people engage with it. It's pretty intense thing that he's written for this kind of, you know, entertainment almost.
Yeah, I don't know how I sometimes feel about that, because I'm like, this is very, I don't know if it was re-triggering or re-traumatizing for him, but he's done an incredible job of it. I think it'll be interesting to see the audience responses. I think apparently I was reading that people have tried to find who the people actually are, because it mentions people in the industry and who the actual woman was, and he was like, please, this is not the point of the show.
Yeah.
Like, this is not what it's meant to be about.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
audiences being audiences, and chronically online,
yes.
these things happen. But yeah, it is a really brave piece of work, but it is something that I don't think it is for everyone.
Totally.
Yeah, if you come in prepared, you kind of know what to expect a little bit. It is a really great watch, and it is a really well-crafted series.
What are some of the questions it's asking? Because I feel like this is, an intense thing. You might be flicking through Netflix and be like, I'm feeling like watching reruns of Friends is the headspace you're in. You're probably not going to be clicking on this show. But like, what are some of these questions it's asking at the moment?
I think it's definitely... I think like loneliness and relationships, also abuse of power, particularly in well, he's a comedian, but the kind of wider entertainment industry. And when someone is like young and coming up and the vulnerabilities that they experience, particularly when there's people of power who are sort of dangling a carrot in front of them, but then that comes at a cost.
Yeah.
So there's that whole element to it as well. And then just particularly, I mean, it is set, I can't remember exactly what year it's set in, but the nature of sort of online relationships and dynamics and how we're communicating with each other. There is the meme about sent from iPhone, because she doesn't have an iPhone, but she's got like this BlackBerry, but she always adds sent from iPhone at the bottom.
We just got a text coming from someone saying, Baby Reindeer is an absolute roller coaster, sent from my iPhone.
Yeah. So that is a bit of lightheartedness.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does raise interesting questions and I think themes around those topics. And I think it's very easy to judge a lot of these characters, particularly, you know, the protagonist as well as Martha, but then you start to kind of understand a little bit more about what is the complexity of people, really.
Totally, yeah. Wow, pretty intense, pretty incredible piece of work. Baby Reindeer, created by Richard Gadd and starring Richard Gadd.
And starring.
And it's on Netflix.
On Netflix now.
And tread with caution.
Tread, please. Please tread.
Everything you'll read about it says dark comedy.
Yeah.
But maybe emphasis on the dark.
Yeah, big emphasis on the dark. And if you want something else, I hear Sex and the City is now on Netflix. So maybe just go watch that.
That's also there too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Latia. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.